A newly published study says a quarter of patients seeking new drugs to treat hepatitis C while enrolled in the Yale Viral Hepatitis Program were denied by their insurance companies. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
The study looked at 130 patients enrolled in the program during the fall of 2014. Dr. Joseph Lim of the Yale School of Medicine led the study. He says the new drugs are 90% effective at curing hepatitis C. Hepatitis C infects the blood and can cause liver disease or cancer if it goes untreated. Lim says some patients with early stages of the disease have to wait for their drugs because insurance companies say they're too expensive.
Most insurers are hoping that patients can safely wait until the cost of treatment goes down in the future. But the risk that is taken is that a subset of these patients who have milder disease, they may suffer the consequences of chronic infection, cirrhosis, liver failure, and liver cancer.
Claire Cruising is with AHIP, a national association for public and private health insurance providers. She says more patients would get timely treatment if the drugs were cheaper.
If the focus is on improving access to this medication overall, then that means fundamentally addressing the price of the drug. And drug makers, they price this medication at an exorbitant cost for patients, for the health system overall.
The new drugs retail between $84,000 and $95,000 for a 12-week treatment. That's according to Yale's Dr. Lim. He says insurance companies typically get about a 40% discount on those oral drugs, which he says are more effective and less toxic than the older intravenous treatments. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.